Okay, college football pick 'em. We are back. It is week 11. Rico had his first winning week of the season. He is cocky. He's making videos. We have a special guest, Eddie, in studio. He's going to be part of the show today. Bounce back week for me. Dave has been seeing the board nicely. What else we got? Any recap from last week? I mean, Rico, when you get hot, you're so annoying.
I wouldn't say that.
You tweet so much.
He was 4-3. He's tweeting like a maniac, making videos. Meanwhile, I'm 11-6, the second huge week I've had in a row. I have the best record on here, and he's making videos.
Yeah, well, I always
and
root
by the way,
for you.
Is that the
I always root for you.
Didn't seem like you did.
Well, you went.
And I didn't see in the videos because I was at the Breeders' Cup all day Saturday. You're home making videos. You want to make videos? Do you want to make videos?
I think it's part of the allure.
Sounds like Dave's got a video.
So that's it. All right. It's a shame. We got everybody in here.
Do we want to make videos?
Rico did
I've
make
made
two
them
videos.
Before. That's part of my thing.
Well, Dave has made a video. Oh, I'm looking. I can see Dave's made a video.
I've made videos.
Okay.
Do you want to play videos? Do we want to do video game wars?
No.
Can you play the little part of the video? Just a little part.
We're not playing anything. You know what? Pumping
a little
it.
Part of the video.
We're going to play it?
Oh, no. All right.
I mean, we got videos.
I know that voice.
Okay. I know
we
you
got videos.
I know. It seems like that's your side you're on.
Do we
want to
play? Do you want to play?
No, it's been 10 years
old.
Do we want to
play
like,
video
games? Facing,
video
yeah.
wars?
Volume 1 and Volume 2
are
no longer
make
in
video
the store.
Wars.
And my other shirt is clearance for the fucking poor people, Skells.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's
I'm
a Goodwill.
What?
Yeah, my shirts. Can't find them. People, hey, how do I find that green shirt?
It has nothing to do with the Burgers?
Gone. The other one?
Burgers? You're making videos. We're doing videos.
Yeah, but it's jokey. You're bringing
this
out.
Is jokey.
Rico, here's the only problem. Look, I was texting with you on Saturday. You gave me that second half, whatever it was, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
ECU,
video wars.
No,
great
it's not
pick.
Video wars.
I'm a Rico rider, but the biggest problem that Rico riders have had is when you're bad, you're silent. When you're good, you're making videos.
When you're bad,
you're
prep.
Doing this.
When you're
doing
you're
that.
Prep. Well, when you're
and
bad,
then
you're
when
prep.
Dave makes a video in kind, it's let's shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can make videos. I saw them when I got home. I'm like, everyone's, hey, Rico's really chirping you hard. He's making these videos. So it's all right, we want to make videos? I'll make videos. So I got videos. I mean, we can't do.
Why are we plugging guys who don't work here? That's why.
Nobody right. even knows okay. what it is.
Yeah, they do. Everybody knows.
Rico, question.
Video
how
wars.
How long does it take you to make those videos?
A couple hours. Not good. I need Liam. I gotta hire out Liam.
How do you do it?
Stuff.
Do you have like what do you do garage Street. Band or something
yeah, like
what
like
do you
video shop is the app you see on that's bad
so I gotta good. Know I want to know you can make videos but I can't
you pummel me when we go head to head we go wrong when I get it wrong so all right,
I've never made
it.
Videos about it. We talk about it on the show
that's my that's, you,
true.
That's the recap
yeah that's true
but that's true
yeah.
we could absolutely
idiot.
Talk
hey,
about
wrong.
It
you're an idiot.
Head.
No
we totally, and he yeah, could we, say on yeah, this show, oh. yeah, I would have been the first to congratulate. You were right. But then you take it to the video level. I got to stop making videos.
You pummel me on the podcast every week. My when
but,
I
right,
get
so
one
on
right,
this podcast, yeah. you can come back. Look, our heads to heads, you were right. I was
yeah,
11
was
and
right.
6.
Was,
I still had a great.
What game was that, Dan?
It was Kansas
three.
State. Kansas Rico
State
and I both
wrong.
Had Kansas State, easy winner.
State, Kansas.
Easy
right?
winner. So easy had... winner.
What's a banana?
Bananas.
There's a couple somebody bananas. The yeah, there's
what's
someone...
a banana?
I mean, I guess you're, I think, the, I you're think... the monkey in the middle.
Put the bananas away. Put the bananas away. Put the bananas away. Put the bananas away.
No. Get that motherfucker off.
Put the bananas away. Put your banana away. Put the bananas.
Banana
away.
Back.
Put the banana
right,
away.
Throw it
put
throw
the
it
banana away. Put it away.
That interchange summed up Rico Bosco so perfectly. The fact that you brought out bananas.
Yeah.
Kansas and then as State, soon as
Kansas.
He started playing it,
the
you're
bananas.
Like, oh, no, don't do that.
You wrong. Want to play the clip?
Hey, you're like, whoa. No.
No, you
said play the clip.
He put the bananas away.
You said play the clip.
Okay, well, I'm right. No, you're not. You're wrong. Yeah.
You were right on those games. I was 11-6.
You said, hey, Peon, you're right. I'm right. You're wrong.
Rico and I were right on Kansas State. You were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
Can I actually, I haven't had lunch. Can I have?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
He has some bananas. The guy's hungry.
What?
Have a cookie.
What?
Bananas.
Put it away. I didn't mean to ask.
I'll throw it off the fucking glass soon.
Keep the bananas away.
How did he not see that coming?
I mean, the bananas are out. The videos didn't play.
It came back out. And
that's
then,
not nice.
Well,
take the train home next time.
That would be great. That'd be
what
great.
About this? You bring this food. Rico brought this food. He's brought these cakes
majority.
Before.
Everyone likes
and
them.
I specifically said I don't like them, and he brings them back. That's so rude.
You're trolling.
I think a lot of people like them. All right, Hank's down one. Eddie likes him. So Eddie would like him.
So, all right.
I don't like him.
The only people.
Do I ever eat him?
The only people.
Dan Katz.
I'm being honest. I don't eat them.
The only people who have been in here when you brought them before all universally do not like them. Okay. And then you brought them again.
You can't say I'm jumping on the pile when you have literally never seen me eat one of those because I do not like them.
Nobody likes them and you brought them. How rude is that?
All right. I'll change it.
Hey, why are they always boxing you in a corner, Rico?
Always.
How about bring some warm chocolate chip cookies?
When you brought the prosciutto and the mozzarella.
On Yom Kippur?
I love that. Yeah. I love that. It was
Yom
a little.
Kippur.
I had lunch with the H-Man that day.
No, don't say that.
Yeah.
That's all I eat. Yo, that's not nice.
All right. Great start. Eddie's here. Like I said, Eddie. You were talking to me last night. You wanted to maybe do a little discussion before we get to the card and the picks and the weekend slate. So I'm going to let you.
Who
take
is
us
Eddie
where...
for the non?
Oh, everyone knows listeners. Eddie. Come on, Eddie know. is a our Chicago guy. One of our Chicago guys. Eddie and I have known each other for many years. Eddie, his introduction to Barstool was he showed up at the Greg Olson Kickball Challenge, and when Dave and I got kicked out of the game, Eddie came in and pitched. And Eddie and I have been friends ever since. And, since we've grown, we've been able to bring Eddie more in, and he's the best.
Similar
to
my path to stardom.
Yeah, he's the best. Eddie's the best.
Except he's not afraid to put his face on camera. He's a full-time employee.
Other
than that.
He has two podcasts, Redline Radio, which is all Chicago sports, and then Dog Walk,
which I've been a guest on. Great
which
show.
You have been a guest on, which is a hilarious. It's very much Eddie, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Yeah.
It's Eddie's personality shown through a podcast.
He's a good guy.
So here's a discussion. It's about, and I'm going to give you some examples. It's about the worst ways to lose. I talked to Mush about this yesterday. So an example, you got the total, you got the over. Touchdown, 19 seconds left, ties it up, right? So you're thinking, all right, I'm going to get overtime. I'm going to hit this over. They go for two. They start lining up in two formation. They get it or they don't. Regardless, you're fucked.
Yep.
Same thing. Then they don't kick the extra point. You got 6.5 or something. You get fucked on a walk-off touchdown.
Yep.
Something like that when you're sitting there, that's like a false hope, like where you think you got the win, like everything is all lined up and you lose.
Okay.
Because I have one in mind.
Worst ways to lose. Worst ways to lose bets.
Like a traditional worst way?
No, because these are different. Is this my example?
Yeah, I have two ways that stick out to me.
Those are traditional, what you just said, really.
Yeah. So where did you want to go? Untraditional?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the
Any
question
way you
is.
Want. That's what I'm saying. Like, because you the times when you have false hope or you think like you're in. Like, like I said, a walk-off touchdown. You're celebrating. Points where you're like you're high and then you're brought instantly back down because you're like, oh, fuck. They're so lining up for
change
kill.
Of emotions.
Yeah. I have the worst. Emotion. I have two of the worst. The traditional way I have is if in college football, if you have an underdog +7.5 and you find a way to lose in overtime. That is the worst.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say the name, but. You lost famously.
That is the worst. My untraditional, though, what are you talking about?
7.5. No, not 7.
How do you lose by eight?
Yeah, because you have to start going for two after the third overtime.
Thanks,
see, that's an insane way to lose.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he's not talking football numbers. I'm talking about the fact that if you get into overtime, there's a way.
Game.
Yes, there is a way to lose by 8-point spread, 7.5-point spread in overtime when you start going for two. And that overtime in college when you have to like, do we want the ball? Do we not want the ball? The worst way to lose untraditionally and the worst way that like puts a pit in my stomach is whenever I take an over and it's like gangbusters in the first half and then it just dies. There's nothing worse than watching an over die. Like I'm talking about, Dave, we've talked about this before, NBA when there's like a 34-point third quarter and you just watch the thing die and you just like sit there and there's nothing you can do in this helpless feeling of just watching it die in front of your face. All you need is a made bucket. It won't happen. What do you got, Dave?
If you don't have one, I have one.
Yeah, go.
All right, so the one that stands out to me the most, and it's two of my worst losses ever, when you have a huge lead and then you just watch it. It's the right side the whole way, and the team gets in within the number in the last couple
Washington,
minutes.
Washington, Ohio State, Rose Bowl.
Right. The two that stand out for me was Western Kentucky, first half. and game against North Texas.
No one fucking remembers that game.
They were up 35.
I gave a reference that everyone gets.
Okay. They were up 35. They were up 42. And then little by little, they take the subs out and they crawl in. And the same thing with hoops. There was one night I gave out 5 units, Kansas, minus 6 against Baylor. They were up 14 with like a minute and 12. It was a Friday night. It was the semis. They were demolishing Baylor. It was the game when the kid made that crazy dunk and the uncle had the Flavor Flav chain.
Yep.
Yeah, right side the whole way. And sure enough, minute and a half, press. They put a kid in the corner, steal, layup. I watched the ball bounce on the rim 6 times on a three, and it loses.
Yeah.
So brutal. Like, to be the right side, blowout, and then something happens at the end, and it's just like.
I mean, that's just, you're just talking about like a backdoor, really.
What do you have to
do? What a blow.
I was going to say, you could also say, when you put,
yeah, but when you handicap it the right way and say they're going to bury him.
Just, right. That happens every
night. Here's a bad way.
I got a bad way, too.
I got it. I got mine.
Well, let me throw in this one. When you have 12 units on something and you lose the coin toss.
That hurts.
That's a bad way to lose.
But I guess what we're talking about, like, and it can happen, but when you're betting baseball, -1.5, and then home team hits a home run to end the game,
yes,
like a two-run dong, and you lose when it's like you think you're going to win by one run most,
yes,
of the time. That's a tough way to lose. I mean, I guess like Rico's saying, when you know you bet a team and they're winning and the other team scores at the end of the game for the back door.
But not the – it's like the slow back door, like progressively.
Fouls, college hoops, when a team won't stop fouling.
Or
like
when a team won't foul. Right.
But out of the foul.
Yeah, I really hate the Rico one though.
When it bothers me when I handicap and we're up huge and then
– the back door.
Right. Yeah, but slow death back door.
Right.
I think I got to go with all you can relate to here.
Okay.
So why listen.
Because it's just frustrating.
I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not.
You had a good week, Rico.
I'm agreeing with you. The back door.
Yeah. Horrible back door.
Guys are like Sonny and Bono. You just, you know, you break up and
you
together. Make up.
No, we agree here. The back door is tough.
It is.
All right. So you got the total?
Another banana?
No, I got it.
You got the total or you got like 4.5, right?
Okay.
There's like maybe less, you know, two and change left. You're in field goal range. It's 4th and 2. You line up for a field goal. There's a penalty. So you think you're gonna hit the field goal. You're gonna cover. The penalty lets them obviously get an automatic first down, and then they just knee out the clock.
Yep.
That is the worst way to lose, I think.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
That's a backbreaking way because you're like, all right, let's go. We just need this field goal. That's it. And then they fucking march up, and then they just knee it out.
Yes.
That's mine.
Yes. That's – I know, yes. When you have those end-of-game situations, remember when we had Boise in, like, week 3, Dave, and we needed
them? We were on the right side.
Yeah, but we needed them. Yeah. If you had the other side,
right.
You would just be –
you need a first down without a touchdown. There was like
They had first and – they had first and 10 on the 12, and we needed them to get a first down and not a touchdown.
Yeah.
And like that kind of stuff where you're just basically like go down but get yards but go down, all that stuff.
Those will kill you.
Rico, what do you have?
All right, sure. So, big
supporter. Rico is definitely throwing our name around, Dave, to different people.
There you go.
This hat stinks. It's a good want that hat. Let me have that hat. I want that. I like
that's
that
you.
Hat. Thank I like
you.
That
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, it's good. Nice. Out of the pool, dry fit, dries natural dry. It's good. That's for hoops.
I like your hat more than this hat.
They were looking for some.
Can I have your hat?
Switch hats.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like the make of this hat.
Keep that forever?
Yeah. I like the make of this hat. I like this hat.
Right.
Do I look good?
That's a nice hat.
Looks
it's a nice
good
hat.
On you.
I like the hat. Thank you, Rico.
All right.
I appreciate that. I mean,
show the people.
Listen, Rico, I know how this works. You're hitting up UAB.
I'm never going to wear this hat. You should give this to somebody who would wear it, though. All right. I like the shirt.
Yeah, you like the shirt. Yeah,
I know how this 50 works, 50. Rico. You're hitting up UAB, and you're like,
no, just, I
just
don't
waste
the hat.
I'm not a double XL, man.
That's fine.
I'm not a double XL.
What?
I've lost some weight.
I know.
It's an insult shirt.
It shrinks, though. They shrink.
No, it doesn't shrink.
No, this brand doesn't.
Shrink doesn't. I know how this works, Rico. You're
hitting
up.
You should take the price tag off, though, when you give gifts.
He's hitting up programs, and he's saying, hey, you know.
That shows how much it's the value. It's not like I bought it. Clearance at Walmart. What do you want? A Walmart sticker on there?
$14.99.
Common sense that you take the tag off.
Is that really what it says?
No.
Jesus Christ. He's hitting up UAB and he's like, hey, you know, Dave and Dan, like, I'm if you send me free stuff, send me a whole box, I'll give them the shitty shirt and the shitty hat, and then they'll mention it on the program.
If there's 3 crumbs of rice on the table, my wife, Dan Katz, Dave Portnoy, I'll go hungry.
Oh, we're getting a crumb of rice.
I don't believe that.
I'll go hungry.
Then why are you hungry? Then why are you bringing food nobody likes?
What
I don't understand what that means. If Dan's saying, if I stumble into something, I get my wife, Dan Katz, Dave Portnoy. I'll go hungry. That's what I said.
You use, so that's you what we got. A food analogy. There was Dan, three shirts. Myself, and Hank are all hungry, and you brought food we don't like.
Would you steal for us? Would you steal bread for us?
If he is.
To keep you, all right.
I know you would.
Yeah.
Right. That but you just guy. Always put me in check.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, I know.
Unchecked Rico is a scary man. Yeah, he is. Scary man. All right, we should, before we start doing the picks, let's do an ad. Rico, why don't you do the ad read? Yes, I did. I sent it to you.
I didn't get it.
I sent it to
you. What did you send it to me? Email?
I sent it to your email.
Okay.
Also, I would like to do something different on this show. When Rico, when Dave is giving his card, I want to unblock people on Rico's account during the card giving out. We unblocked 15 people last night on Rico's account. Did you reblock them?
A couple of kids, yeah.
Yeah. That was plus 13 units yesterday.
What am I doing? Points bet or?
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Plus 13 units yesterday, Rico.
Yeah, good for you. Good picks. St. Joe's fucked me.
Bad pick by
Saint
you.
But now I should be riding St. Joe's, though, because Montelli stinks. All right. So.
You notice he shut up about UTSA as soon as Oklahoma started working him? He was giving me an update every 3 minutes when UTSA was inside the number. This is good stuff.
It's not. It's just bullet points.
What are you talking about? It's an ad read.
No, the points bet is the ad read.
No, it's not points bet. It's the other one, dude.
I know. It's just.
That's an ad.
Oh, fuck. New phone. It's just.
I have to do everything here. That's
it's
fine.
Just bullet points.
You're the one. The reason why I said this is because Rico has
I'll
the
talk
actual.
About it. I like it, but.
All right, listen. Hawthorne. Are you still wearing your polo blue from high school girlfriend, walking into Sephora to get cologne, being overwhelmed by all the choices? You wear Old Spice and girls think you smell like their dads? Rico, I actually think you do all of those things, no. But you got hooked up from Hawthorne. He used to.
Yeah.
Smelling good is important. What did they give you?
So they gave me shampoo.
Okay.
Conditioner, cologne, and a body wash.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're all catered towards you. It's very easy, simple. Survey that you fill out. You ask about your hair type. They have a
what
ton.
What did you put in for your hair type?
Wavy.
Wavy, yeah. Very wavy.
So I put that. It caters to that. They ask you like what you're looking for. They give you two colognes in the package. Dave talks about he can't find a cologne. I'm very much in the sense, like you don't want a cologne that
I have a signature cologne, actually, Rico. So that's just false.
Well, you said, yeah, but you said you don't want to tell it or whatever. My thing is I've never found one that I've like stuck with forever.
Right. It's always generic. One I stick with.
So I sprayed this. I was like, this is good. I'm going to stick with these guys forever. I got it sent to me. I'm going to send up a prescription. A subscription.
Okay.
Or whatever to keep it going. Because, okay. You know, the stuff you buy.
Subscription.
Like, subscription. What did I say?
Prescription.
Prescription.
All right. Yeah, so it's good. Hawthorne. Hawthorne. They have personalized
Easy,
products.
Comes right to your house.
What did you say about your smell? Did they make you take a quiz about your smell?
Yeah. I don't know. Right. I mean, right. It's not, you know.
What'd you say?
Well, they give
what
you.
What's your answer?
Are you active, non-active, whatever. They ask what you do. So it
ground,
fits.
Ground beef?
That's, you know, that's like HIPAA laws.
I'm not going to smell say, like ground beef?
I don't smell
on
like ground
the grill?
Beef.
Okay, take a quick two-minute quiz, and Hawthorne tells you the two colognes that are best for you, one for work and one for play, totally risk-free with free
that
shipping
is what HIPAA laws mean,
and free returns. Check out Hawthorne at Hawthorne.com. That's Hawthorne with an E, and use the promo code PICK'EM to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne, Hawthorne.com, and use my code PICK'EM to get 10% off your first purchase. Rico uses it. He swears by it. If you need shampoo, if you need deodorant, if you need cologne, they will personalize a smell for you at Hawthorne.com. Use code PICK'EM and you'll get hooked up with 10% off today. So check them out. Rico swears by it. He's getting the Rico stamp of approval. You're wearing the deodorant right now?
Yes.
You're wearing the cologne right now? Yes. You shampooed with the shampoo this morning?
Yep.
That's the Hawthorne difference right there. Hawthorne.com. Promo code PICK'EM. All right, let's do the games.
I was 2-0 in my Mortal Locks, Dylan.
Let's do the games.
Yeah, the duckies.
Let's start a big game this week, obviously, the biggest game of the week, LSU-Bama. We'll do that at the end. Let's start with Penn State at Minnesota. And, Eddie, you chime in. We'll go around the circle here. So, Penn State-Minnesota. Minnesota's plus 7. Over-under's 47.5. Both these teams undefeated. Minnesota has played zilch.
On my notes.
Minnesota has played no one. Now, I don't think that they're a bad team, But this happens every couple of years in the Big Ten West. Iowa did it in 2015. Wisconsin did it in 2017. Minnesota does it this year. You can get deep into the season without having to play anyone if you're in the Big Ten West. Do you think they're frauds? Rico, you start.
They haven't played anybody. So we're going to find out. But I'll take the bait. I think the kid Morgan protects the ball at quarterback. Smith averages 5.8 a carry. The thing that they're really going to have to do is limit the kid Hamler at State Penn, part of the cult. You know, he's got big play potential. Seems like it's going to be a close game. I like the home dogs. I will take Minnesota. And I think Minnesota can win the game outright.
Ooh. Okay, a little sprinkle?
A little sprinkle.
Okay. Eddie, you give it to me.
So I'm on the fraud side as well. Big 8-0 week this week with them and Baylor. So I'm sure we'll get to that next. But listen, they went into Kinnick, Penn State, and they won there in a night game.
Iowa's not good, though.
We'll
get to that.
But still, though, they still went in there. That's still a tough place to play. If you're worried about them being on the road, that's kind of my example. I think they're good. I think they're road tested. They haven't played Ohio State, obviously, but Michigan and like I said, Iowa, I think are still good wins. So I'm going Penn State for sure.
Okay, Dave, thoughts?
Yeah, I tend to be on Rico's side here. I'm not convinced Penn State's that great, so I'll take the points. Minnesota, I think they're going to be ready. I think the crowd will keep it in. Tough place to play.
The crowd's they're struggling to sell it out. PJ Fleck was like basically imploring people to please come out.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Mind you, Penn State just got named number 4.
I like Minnesota.
That's
here.
Part of that ESPN agenda.
I know, but like, hey, you get that spot.
Yeah,
like
we didn't even mention that. You had a problem with the rankings?
Yeah, they want to pump their Saturday night game.
What? Saturday night game?
Isn't this game on at night?
No, this is a Fox game.
This is the
noon.
Fox game. Got it. All right.
No, it's on ABC.
So that whole theory is just like, out the window.
Is it?
It's on ABC.
But if State Penn.
ABC?
Yeah.
Oh, so ABC, but it's noon. It's not night.
Okay, I apologize.
Dave,
ABC is still ESPN.
Did you have a problem, Dave, with the rankings at all?
No, I mean, to be honest, I can't like get riled up about any of it because it doesn't matter. It's all going to figure itself out, so I don't care about that shit. I think Minnesota could play them tough here. It's a tough game. It is on my card, though. Minnesota, the points, I think it'll be close the whole game.
What's today's date?
11-6.
Yeah, he did a video saying a video message from PJ Fleck to Gophers ticket holders fill the bank. Jeez. I mean, that's
tough.
That's not gonna be a real like crowd that's gonna.
I think it is.
Get everyone.
I don't understand that message. That to me is almost loud. Minnesota's great fans.
No, they're great fans, but I'm just telling you,
it's gonna be a loud sellout. There's no way that's not a sellout. Okay. I refuse to believe it.
Gophers versus Penn State game not sold out, but trending in right direction. That's from Phil Steele
at noon.
Yeah.
No way.
It's 11 a.m. local time.
Yeah.
40
yeah.
degrees, not bad.
Yeah, I'm taking Penn State. I think the problem with Minnesota is when you have a team that goes this far into the season undefeated, and if you look at their non-conference, they played no one. They were close. I think they beat 3 bad teams by a total of 13 points. They've played Rutgers. They played Maryland. They played Nebraska. They played everyone bad in the Big Ten. If Penn State comes out and punches them in the mouth, there's going to be a lot of doubts in those brains.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that, but I don't know.
Okay.
What do you think about the over-under, 48?
Probably right there.
That's scary,
yeah,
right?
Gonna, yeah, I'm not going to mess
no,
with that.
No touch for me.
All right, let's go to the other undefeated team. Baylor versus TCU at TCU. Over-under is 50, Baylor -2. Let's just say this, boys. I already have my play into this. It's on my card. I was told by a little birdie to take Baylor. Let's hope that birdie is right once in a while.
Really?
Yeah. The birdie sitting across from
chirp,
me.
Chirp, chirp. Oh, same.
So he's
TCU
on
quit.
The hook. Yeah. And I fucking.
Last time TCU quit, they beat Texas.
I bought it, Dave. I'm an idiot. I've
fool
done
me
the
once.
Same thing again.
Shame
he
on
said,
you.
He said, don't trust me
well,
this
well,
time.
No. We'll see. Fool me twice. Shame on Rico. That's where we're at.
Rico
right now.
Said, trust me this time, lock it in.
To
which,
your, oh, to your friend.
By
right.
the way, the line has moved opposite already. Like you told me to lock it in. I locked it in at Baylor -2.5. It's already 2. So
well, it was 1, it's 2.5. I mean, that could
I'm not feeling so good about the little birdie you got
like
in my
it.
Ear.
I like it a lot.
All right. So, Dave, why don't you start?
Tough game. I mean, Baylor looked horrible last week, but they are undefeated, and they got good quality wins on their schedule. I assume TCU will be up for this game.
Yeah.
So I disregard everything Rico says with his sources. He may end up being right. Like, Baylor could win this game because Baylor's a good team. I just don't – it's getting to the point in the season where I think Baylor has to lose. It makes me nervous that they played so poorly last week because it makes me think they were already looking ahead, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's right.
So it makes me think they were just looking past them. But do you look past them to go to TCU? I'm going to take TCU again. I'm going to take the home team because I just don't think Baylor's going to run the table. Granted, they play Oklahoma later and all that. But actually, do they play Oklahoma the week after? Who's Baylor got after
this? Yeah, I think
this?
They have Oklahoma next week, right?
Do they? Because then
yeah, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas time this season.
They got Oklahoma next, huh?
Yeah.
God
okay.
damn it. Why
That's
did I take
absolute
that
trap.
Pick?
Absolute oh, trap. Yeah. Makes it
Still
easy.
Like it a lot.
TCU.
You,
easy. Yeah, right. That just changed to very easy.
These two teams hate each other. This is not going to be you get caught sleeping. These two teams hate each other.
Is that what your birdie said?
No, yeah, that's what he said.
Did he say like Oklahoma and
no,
Texas
just,
don't like each other?
They
too?
Don't like each other either.
Michigan, Ohio State?
They don't like each other either.
Got it.
Eddie, why don't you go?
I'm TCU for that same reason. It's the Big 12. No one runs the table there. This is how it works. It's like the hot team always loses. So, yeah, it's not going to beat Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma's the next week, and then Texas KU, it's going to happen. Surprises didn't happen between that Kansas State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State stretch. But, yeah, I'm on TCU.
What's the line in this one?
Two.
2.5.
Yeah, minus 2.5 for TCU, right?
Minus 2.5 TCU, or Baylor. Sorry,
Baylor's
Baylor.
The favorite.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baylor's the favorite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I love TCU.
Okay.
Trap game. Trap city with Oklahoma on the schedule
we'll
next.
See.
We will see. You were right last
week.
Might bring
in a pallet of bananas next week.
Oh.
I just said I might.
Banana bread?
No, it's perspective. So you can't perspective. So now, okay, that's fine. You cued the video. That's perspectively playing the video. You don't get to play it.
Okay.
I said I might bring in.
And I may play this video very shortly.
Now that would
that's
be.
That's not nice. I'm saying something a week
that's
out.
That's not nice,
I'm saying
Dave.
Something. I'm just perspective. Okay. I have my finger on the nuclear button.
All right, give it to us, Rico. What do you think?
I
give
love
us this game.
Love Jalen Bass here.
You do?
Yeah. TCU's banged up. If you watched, a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries at quarterback. I think Patterson's losing a step. Baylor's got a good defense. I like Matt Rhule. I like Matt Rhule in close games. He went and took Iowa State down. I'm on Jalen here, big time.
Okay. All right, next up, let's go to Madison. Badgers are back off a bye, minus 9.5 against the Hawkeyes. I think Wisconsin's going to roll this game. I think Iowa's bad. I think we all are thinking this is
their
Iowa.
Their offense is certainly bad.
Very bad.
Their defense is pretty good.
Their defense is pretty good, but I just think this is a game that Wisconsin, they're clearly not even close to the class of Ohio State, but if you look at the second like subsection of the Big Ten, I think they're right up there. I think Iowa's a step down from that this year.
So they could be bad, but they could cover. Is what I would advise or say.
That is a
so
fact.
Ferentz is 6-1-1 against the spread his last 8 Big Ten on the road. They lost 10-3 to Michigan, which a game they should have won. And they
No.
A lot of turnovers was ugly.
I bet.
And they
I
lost.
Bet, I bet Iowa in that. Trust me, they couldn't get past the 40-yard line.
And they lost 17-12 to State Penn. So big games, they're not getting blown out. I don't remember the last time Iowa went in and got their doors blown off.
I agree with that.
I really don't.
They never do.
So 9.5, you're going to
start. Offense
in a game that the over-under is 38, I'm starting with 25% of the points. I'll take it.
That's some nice math.
Tough game.
Nice
I agree with everything Rico said. It is a shit game. I think it's going to be ugly. But it is going to be a game where I feel like Iowa could be inside the number. It's your scenario where they're inside the number the entire game and don't cover. So I don't like the game. If I had to take it, I would take Iowa, but I don't like the game.
Okay. Eddie, what do you got on this game?
Game's tough. I like the under because you could die with it. You know, you're okay. If that under doesn't hit, you're just okay dying by it.
I went to the Wisconsin-Iowa game in 2015 in Madison. It was one of the worst football games I've ever attended. It was 10-6 Iowa. It was so, so bad. The Wisconsin had it, like, on Iowa's side of the field, I think, every single possession, and they just could never, ever score.
What's the total? Like 38? Yeah, I mean, you got one or two college football plays here in
but
deep
I don't
water
know if,
with 38.
I don't think Iowa can score.
Can they have?
They're college real bad on offense.
Iowa These can't teams, score. Yeah. Wisconsin, I think, is going to have a very good game, a good bounce back game. I think that they could end up scoring 28.
Ooh, it's a lot.
Two really good defenses.
Yeah, I know. All right, before we get to the
big
game.
If it goes to 28, it's probably going to go over.
Yeah, I agree. But I.
But by his rationale, he's not sure I was going to get to 10.
I don't
or even
know.
At 10, you win by a hook.
Yeah, I'm just... right before we get to the big game, Iowa State at Oklahoma. That's the night game. Oklahoma's minus 14, over under 68. I'll start with my analysis. I like the over, and I like Oklahoma simply because they already lost to Kansas State. If Oklahoma hadn't lost already this year, I would have taken Iowa State, but they've lost. They've had their thing. I think that they roll in this game.
I didn't know this was going to be a big game. I wrote this down.
What do you mean? It's a night game.
I don't know. I never know the way you're going to go.
It's pretty simple.
I wrote down Iowa State and crossed it off my card. If I have to, I'm going to take the 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't love it, though, because Oklahoma can kill you huge.
Night game, Oklahoma, tough to bet against them. Probably don't get rich that way. I still have Iowa State beat Oklahoma, right, like a couple years ago.
It was in Iowa State. It was with Baker, right? Wasn't it? It was 2 years ago.
It was a night game, right?
Yeah. No, it was a day game.
Day game, whatever. Yeah. That's in my head. I do think I'm weirdly very aligned with Rico this show. It's not a play for me, but I would take Iowa State to keep it kind of close. I think Oklahoma was exposed. I never thought they were that good.
Okay. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm Oklahoma. I mean, Iowa State, I just thought they'd be better this year. I'm pretty disappointed with them overall. And like you said, Oklahoma at home, I think they remember that. And the young guys on the block, man. Lincoln Riley versus Matt Campbell. I think that's
what's everyone
true.
Laughing?
I started laughing the minute Eddie did it, so I just started laughing.
What was you laughing about? Eddie?
We're just ordering food again.
Wait, can I have some?
Shorties? Cheesesteak?
Yeah. I just won't eat the bread.
Okay.
Give me two.
What?
Give me two sandwiches.
Why?
Because I don't eat the bread.
Utah.
All right. Dave, would you like a cheesesteak?
No, thanks.
You want my credit card?
No,
it's a salad.
No, Rico? I got it.
It's good.
Just say I don't have my wallet. What?
Just say the credit card.
What? What else do they have on the menu? They have
Whiz Wit or American?
Do they have anything? Do they have the cheesesteak, but like if it was like a square?
This is lunacy right now.
What?
I do a fake name. He tries to put me through a wall. We're doing full lunch orders.
We're doing an order.
That's real.
I'm asking you, though, do they have it? Do they have any that
a circular cheesesteak?
A circular cheesesteak?
You want to fill? You see my tweets about Blind Pig? What'd you think of that? And the hammer set and the elevator screen. I tagged you in all three.
No, I didn't see him.
Okay.
Rico is the worst Duke fan of all time. We watched the game last night. He was rooting for Kansas to execute in fundamental fashion.
Yeah, give the ball up, you know, finished, box
I was
out.
Impressed by their sets.
Yeah, well,
no
sucked.
Circular sandwiches.
Oh, damn. Okay. So just do what I said. All right. Let's do the big game. LSU-Bama, 3:30. First of all, how do we feel about the 3:30 start?
Love it. I like it.
Yeah?
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. All right.
I have no problem with it.
That's oblo range. That's the only problem.
I like
it is. Yeah, if I'm being honest with you.
Spades is spades.
Like, 4 to 6 on a Saturday is usually when the oblos get done.
When I think SEC football, I think the 3:30 CBS slot.
Yep.
So to me, that's when it should be.
Yep. I mean the afternoon, especially now that the sun, you know, the daylight savings, the second half will be at night. I like that aspect.
The fourth quarter when it creeps into the darkness, mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yes.
It's not good when you're losing your bets though, and it starts. You're still in your same clothes that you've been in all day. With your sheets, crossing out, trying to figure out your math, and now it's getting dark, and you watch that 3:30 game, and you lose, and you're like, fuck. Like, you're strung out. That's when it's bad. I hate – I get depressed. I'm very much, like you know, scream – like,
I also don't
get
really
a stop! You're screaming at the TV, and,
I also
you know,
don't
take
understand.
Your scholarship away, and my wife yells at me, don't – he's trying hard, like –
She's
what she
doing
says.
It, Rico.
Yeah, she does. She's a good hope.
I don't also understand the math part. You have like 4 plays a week, and it's pretty easy to count.
That's also true.
Like the
I've
math
been scaling
for,
down.
Like math
no,
for me is tough
like
because I have like 18 plays on a Saturday.
I usually give out 9 to 10.
Okay. Well, let's start with you, Rico. Give us the game.
The question I have is telling Dan on the ride home last night.
Don't tell people we hang out outside of this office.
Are we buying the op? My question is more towards the. Yeah, I know. God forbid.
God forbid
God
that
forbid.
People found out that we actually get along
right,
outside
we like
of
each
here.
Other.
I don't
yeah.
like that.
I know. It's like two wrestlers showing up to the same car for the thing. Yeah. My friend said that's what ruined wrestling for him.
Yes.
At the Worcester DCU Center.
Can you imagine?
He was all amped up, ready to get the autographs, and the two guys come walking in like sharing a cigarette.
Yeah. Who was it? Do you know? Vince and Stone Cold?
Nah, it wouldn't have been
this
that.
This is like Bobby Petrino getting caught with his assistant on the motorcycle. If someone sees Rico with Pledge Master Dan in the car.
Yeah.
Yikes. Ruins the allure. Yikes.
Cut that. Bleep all those details out. So the question I asked Dan was basically, as far as the total, are we buying the offense or the defense? Because these two teams combine for 92 points a game and 1,000 yards, but their defense is a fantastic. 36 points a game allowed combined 624 yards. We've seen the explosiveness. So with the total, that's my question. Dan says, you said what? Offense prevails?
No, my theory was this doesn't really apply to this. No, no.
Right.
I was saying, and you can tell me if you guys agree or disagree, if you picked a game where it was really bad offense, so this is not this game. This is, I don't know why Rico took that conversation and put it into this. I was saying, like, for a bad Mac game, if you took two really bad offenses, two really bad defenses, I always think the defense will win. It really, really bad offense means that they can't fix that.
Okay,
like
so
they can't execute
so
anything.
So then on the flip side, two really good offenses, two really good defenses. What's your play on
again,
this?
Again, I don't know why you took that conversation and
loosely,
made it into this.
Loosely
you took
connects.
A private conversation and you totally ruined it.
Well, first of all, let me say for all the listeners out there, I've never hung out with Rico outside of this office. I want to make that very clear. As far as this game goes, I think the offenses will prevail. I think in See, part of it,
good
it,
segue.
It'll be
God
a,
forbid.
It'll be
asshole,
a
scumbag. Bring cakes in.
What?
No, it's just he's you, riling up the truth.
We were talking about a MAC game. We were talking about Akron okay. playing well, Bowling Green, and that you somehow took what I said there, which was a very salient yeah. point, and then put it into this.
Well, when you write a paper, you start from obscure to and you narrow it down.
Do you agree
That's how
with
I
my theory
taught.
Though about that? So like bad I, offense, I actually, bad defense.
Well,
I like bad.
Your
defense.
Specific analogy, I would take the offenses in the MAC game.
Really?
Yeah,
no, but
I would.
I'm talking about like Akron hasn't scored a touchdown in like a month.
Yeah,
I don't care if
yeah.
they play the worst defense in the world. They're
but
not. Gonna
I'm
score.
Looking at it. I just think points happen in the MAC. Bring this full circle here. Bama really
Nick Saban
hasn't
started in the MAC.
There you go. Bama really hasn't played anybody. So it's tough to totally get a read. They're going to be ready for this game, clearly. But I like LSU, and I think it'll be a long game. I think the 3:30, I know that probably makes no sense, but we said before, the 3:30 slot in SEC football can go on till 10 p.m. So even though the defenses may have control for times, it's going to be a long game. I like LSU to stay within the number, and I like the over.
Okay.
I like the over.
But you don't get Rich Benton against Alabama.
Right.
So
that's
do it
the
cautiously.
Thing I was going to say, but – I don't know. It's almost like one of those things. They just keep baiting you and piling up the cheese, and they're waiting for you to fucking get snapped here. Like, is Tua's ankle really bad? Everybody
no,
loves LSU.
I've read
Burrow
all about
for the
it.
Heisman. This could
Does
cement
everyone like
him.
LSU? Because I don't think it's an obvious pick at all.
I think everyone loves LSU this year. Like, now they have an
at
offense.
At Alabama.
Everybody loves Go Tigers. Everybody loves Coach O.
Don't
Burrow
do that.
For Heisman.
That was
at Alabama, I mean, I can't. I don't know where the money is. I can't. Like, to me, this is not like, oh, I have to take LSU. This is a fair number. Anything less, I'd probably go Bama.
I'm worried about Tua's ankle.
It's fine. It's the Alabama ankle, dude. Right. Read about the surgery.
The
money's in the crumbs.
I like the safest play here is the over. You're not going to be able to – these teams are going to hurt each other running. I think they're looking for some big plays. I lean over. Like you said, game's going to take forever. I lean over, I think, is the safer play. If you made me pick, I'm going to take LSU with the points, and I know it's wrong. With the minute I said it, I know it's wrong.
Okay.
And I have Alabama to win the SEC. Huge, so – I'm rooting for Alabama.
Eddie?
I'm going LSU strictly on heart. I just want to believe in something. I want Coach O to win. So that's,
I'm kind of the same with Eddie in terms of LSU and the over. I actually think the under is probably more likely just because Nick Saban's going to run the ball a lot because he knows he's got to keep his defense off the field.
I like the under, too.
I can't bet the under in this game.
No.
I'm so excited for this game, I have to bet the over.
I'm switching to Alabama.
You are?
Yep. Damn. All this talk. We've had this once before, all this LSU talk. Best team in the last 20 years in college football. Mm. Everyone dismissed. I'm taking Bama. Mm. I'm in a crimson suit.
You were on LSU last year. I gave out Bama in this game. 29-0.
I was at the game.
Yeah.
Standing next to Vince Vaughn. Ever
nice.
Heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in Rudy.
Also,
that's true.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Rudy.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Rudy.
Yeah.
Swingers.
Yeah. He
Do
was
you
also
like Notre
in
Dame?
So I grew up rooting for Notre Dame, yeah. Because that was the every Irish Catholic in New York. We don't have any teams. Here, so everybody, the only TV game that was ever on was Notre Dame. So everybody's father, then grandfather, and you know, local red face
still
with a
like
him? Cup. What?
You still like
him? Yeah, I still like him. I don't think they're very good. I took their season win total under.
What was that?
9.5 I needed that Virginia Tech game last week.
Yeah,
needed
that
it.
Nice.
Needed it.
All right, let's do needed our cards it. And our locks of the week. This segment is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook. This week, they're giving new customers up to $110 to start betting with. You can sign up with the code Barstool to get started and deposit $10. You'll automatically get $100 in bonus bets. PointsBet has bets you won't believe, including Barstool's first touchdown promo for college football. Place a moneyline bet on select NCAA games, and if your team scores the first touchdown of the game, you win, even if your team goes on to lose. This past weekend, SMU bettors were paid out early because they scored the first touchdown against Memphis. Then Memphis went on to win, so everyone was a winner. PointsBet also has a new college basketball super boosters for Kansas, Michigan State, Kentucky, or Duke to win the national championship. They've boosted it from 100 to plus 300. Remember, sign up with the code Barstool and deposit $10. You'll get $100 in bonus bets automatically. Again, that's promo code Barstool. And if you are not in New Jersey, you can play the PointsBet Pick 6 game online where they're giving away up to $25,000 a week. All you have to do is pick 6 football teams you think will win that week. You can go to PointsBetPick6.com with the number 6 to play. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Rico.
Okay.
Eddie, you start.
Yeah,
Dave,
yeah.
You know what week this is, right?
No.
Leave it. I'll save it for the end. I'm upset that he doesn't know.
He knows.
Okay, he knows.
He knows.
Are we talking Red Bandana?
Yeah,
he knows. Good for you.
Someone called.
We had to keep that needed to be mentioned on the show. Some things are bigger than sports. You didn't know earlier this year. I had to remind you.
Well, that was confusing.
That was bad, Dave. We lost a lot on Kansas.
That was confusing.
Yeah, that was confusing. All right, Eddie, go ahead.
I mean, I have that. I mean, am I able to name
it? Yeah, no, we all have that.
Yeah, listen, -2.5 FSU obviously is fired Taggart. You kind of swore them off, though, after they lost that Kansas game, BC at home.
No, I took them last week. I was double winner, okay. BC at Syracuse and the over.
Yeah, I mean.
A million.
Yes.
Great pick.
Thank you.
But, I mean, I don't know how you could go against them right now. FSU traveling up there, they don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't care who this interim guy. Like, they don't care.
Who is the interim coach? We should actually.
I don't know.
Oh, you guys are big interim coaches, actually. Yeah. It's a double. Yeah. We should, yeah. We got to figure this out.
All right, go ahead. Keep going, Eddie.
All right, I have Texas Tech -2.5 at West Virginia. They're coming off a bye week. West Virginia just lost an emotional game, close one against Baylor. And, you know, I don't know. I like Texas Tech in this spot, even though I think it's a weird Big 12 game. Other than that, Penn State -7. We talked a little about that earlier. TCU +2.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, Louisville -52. Manny Diaz, I think their defense has played a lot better.
I love that pick. I have that pick on my card.
They held Pitt to 12. They held Florida State to 10. Miami's kind of coming along. I think Miami's going to win a very short-scoring game. LSU-Bama, I'm going to take the under. I think it's got national championship vibes. So when that's the case, usually defenses tighten up. Iowa-Wisconsin under, like I said, I can live with that loss. Like you could die by that for sure. Fresno State -6 at home versus Utah State. Utah State's been dog shit. Big Jeff Tedford guy, so I like them in that spot. And then we said locks for the end, right?
Yep. Yes. All right, locks for the end. So the interim head coach for Florida State is Odell Haggins.
He's been the interim before. How did he do in those 2-0. Two games?
2-0. 2017, he was the interim when Jimbo left.
They
won 42-10 against Louisiana Monroe.
All right, that don't count.
And they won in the bowl game 42-13 against Southern Miss. But that was a team that had 5 wins going into the last 2 games. So
they played for him.
They were 5-6, and they ended up being 7-6 because of
in the FSU,
he got them into a bowl game, Dave.
In the FSU Athletics Hall of Fame.
He's been there for 20 years.
Makes me a little nervous. I'm still going Red Bandana, but that makes me nervous.
All American in 89
versus interim. That's
unstoppable force versus the immovable object.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Shit. All right. Rico, go ahead with your card.
This one could be right there at the top as far as a lock. ECU SMU over 70. We saw that last week. It was a fucking pinball machine.
That was easy.
Yep. Gave out, and you doubted me on that one. Gave out.
I said it seemed too easy. I bet that. It was on my card.
You did? All right, good. But you were doubting it. You're like, I don't know.
I thought it was on my card. It just seemed so easy. It was on my card.
It was too easy. Sometimes
it was on my card. I bet it. I won.
There's a band out there. Their motto, keep it simple. That's it. So sometimes don't overthink it. Kiss.
They say that?
Yeah, that's what it stands for. Keep it simple, stupid. But I'm not ever going to call my boss stupid.
That's actually what the band is?
That's definitely not what they stand for.
I'm
nearly, that's a fucking Dwight Schrute thing.
Nearly positive.
That's what teachers say.
I don't understand.
Stands for it.
I'm nearly
I don't
positive.
Understand how you're saying it. I bet it.
Right, but you
it was on my card.
Just don't overthink it. Same thing here. ECU gave Cincy
the best record on the show. I do.
ECU gave Cincy everything they can handle last week. That second half we watched, Dan. Pinball machine. They got a kid, Halters or Nathan, whatever. This kid can sling it. SMU's off a loss. Pissed off. Over 70. State Ohio, Maryland. It's on. I'm going to put it on there, but I'm heavier on this one. First half minus 27. First half over 35. This is Ohio State's points in the first half all year. 31, 28, 40, 54, 34, 37, 34, and 10. If it doesn't go over 35, they cover. I think just even with one touchdown in Maryland, you can't lose both. I think this is also a pissing contest. I nailed this with Rutgers a couple of years ago. Michigan just buried Maryland. Everything that State Ohio does, or everything Michigan does, State Ohio does do better. Vice versa. I think this is a battle. There's no look ahead. They play Rutgers next week. I think Ohio State comes out slinging. They're at first half over, I really like, and I like minus 27. Charlotte, minus 12.5. Chris Reynolds is a dual-threat quarterback. UTEP just got rocked by Mason Fine last week. I like Charlotte. The running back's questionable. Ankle, he missed the last game, but I still like the passing attack. Charlotte, minus 12.5. Nevada, plus 17. San Diego State's wins this year are by 6, 9, 21, 14, 4, 10, and 3. Too many points. Way too many points. They just, for a running team, it's going to keep it close. They beat an FCS team by 6 to open the year. I like Nevada as bad as they are. I'll take that, even though Malik Henry's a 7:30 boy and he can't trust them. But I'll take Nevada plus 17.
What?
7:30 is code for like emotionally disturbed.
I thought that was an area code.
No, he's crazy. He's a lunatic.
How do you know?
Somebody called me that once.
You think?
UCF, Tulsa, over 71. UCF's been a points factory. Tulsa's quietly been a points factory. San Jose State, Hawaii in the bailout special, over 77. Games, all these teams want to do is pass. I watched San Jose Boise on the TV while Hawaii was on. They throw it over. I'll take Kansas State plus 7. I don't like Texas.
Boise struggled with San Jose.
They did, and they let them score a million. Yeah.
Somebody else. Oh, yeah, I had that.
You had that. Good pick. That's why I was watching. I was rooting for you. Kansas State plus 7. I think it's just I like them to almost beat Texas outright. I like Cincy first half minus 21. They struggled last week. You get to play UConn, flex your muscles. I think it's a berry factory. I'll take Cincy first half minus 21.
Ooh, I like that pick. I had Navy last week. That was nice. Dave.
All right, so I got a 15-game card right now. Last 2 weeks, I was 11-6 and probably about, what was I, 12-5? So 11-12, I'm like 23-24-11 in the last 2 weeks. I told you everything has turned. I'm seeing everything. Every sport right now, I've seen the NFL perfectly all season. I'm now seeing college football. Everyone I see, as you say, Rico, the scales fade. I'm very good at this game.
Right.
I'm very good at this game. There's no other way to.
That's true.
So here's
you are getting hot. I always can tell when it happens.
Everything's slow motion. I've described it. It's like the Matrix. I'm seeing everything in very like bullets. I can just click them aside. ECU, SMU. SMU bounce back minus 21. Minnesota plus 7 at home against Penn State. I have the red bandana game. I'll stick with it, but I don't like this X factor of the interim coach.
Yeah.
But I'll take BC minus 2. I got the over in UMass, 62.5 Army. That's going to go way over, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Army just doesn't look like they can open it up with those big runs, even as bad as UMass is. I know you're a UMass whisperer. I'm rooting for you. It's tough.
Over 60.
I wanted to take Army. That's why I wrote it down.
Over 62.5 Army UMass. I got the over in Texas, Kansas State, 58. I got Cincinnati minus 35 against UConn and the over 56.
Good pick.
Double in that one.
Good double pick. What? It's a great pick.
Double pick. Good double pick.
I have Georgia State minus 3 against Troy.
Good pick. You've been riding them.
I have Alabama. I switched this. Minus 6.5, over 63 against LSU. I have Georgia Southern, minus 2.5 against ULM.
Yep. Great pick. No, it's Georgia State versus ULM.
Oh.
That's what I said.
So is it still a good pick?
You said Georgia Southern.
He did.
Georgia State. Is Georgia Southern I took pick? Against Troy.
Georgia State's a better pick. That's why I was confused. It was
oh, you
Georgia
just went from a good pick to a better
I took Georgia State against ULM. And I took Georgia Southern versus Troy.
Right. When you said ULM, you said Georgia Southern. It's Georgia State. I love Georgia State. Highest over on the board this week, other than Hawaii, San Jose State.
So it's not the highest over on the board.
I have TCU. I'm going to take plus 2.5 at home against Baylor.
Bad pick.
Whoa.
I have Kentucky at home. Pick them against Tennessee.
I knew you were going to pick that.
I have NC State plus 32 at home against Clemson.
Bad pick.
I have Notre Dame minus 8 at Duke. And I have the over in Iowa State, Oklahoma, 68.
You're chasing Duke.
I am chasing
you're chasing Duke. I know you're chasing Duke.
I'm just going to warn you.
I know you're chasing Duke.
I love everyone
Duke.
On my left and my right warning, good pick, bad pick. I got the best record on the show.
You do. I'm just going to warn you. We made a wager last year where I said Clemson, I took Louisville. I'm like, they could possibly stay within the number.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a stinker.
It was a direct
score. They lost by a million.
Oh, wait, we need to do that again.
I worry you a little bit here. Clemson is not pissed
off. It was an exact score.
Yeah,
bet.
Exact score.
Yeah, yeah, but I was disagreed with you last year.
You did, and I'm warning you and that I, having so, been the guy,
but I
who got
but
his hand
I was
slapped
the guy
lost,
who was, I was the
this
guy
is
who
a,
I was the guy who was correct last year. Okay.
Right, so you should listen to me that I'm reminding
no,
you.
No, because you
were
wrong.
Me. No, you were me. This seems like the same game. It's only 34. You're hoping to stay within the number.
No,
and Clemson buries him. 77-10.
No, I'm not. Thinking
all right,
it's
there's
the game.
Exact score.
No, I don't think it's gonna be 77-10.
Well, give us the exact score. We'll do the
what
same
is it,
thing.
34?
What did we promise?
I think it was. I think you were going to give him $1,000 cash.
I'll tell you what. I'll lay.
What was it?
Oh,
he'll never. Do that.
I'll do $1,000.
$1,000 cash is way better than dinner.
I'll
exact
lay,
score. You no no no. It was
I'll
exact
two,
score.
Right. I'll lay two more touchdowns. So if it's 35, give me 49.
To what?
49 exact.
No no no. You have to give exact score. That's what
no,
we did last year.
We replay the tapes. Last year was just got to be 35. It's got to land on 35 exact.
It was exact
yes,
score, right?
Exact score, 35.
You had to, yes, dude. Do you understand?
No, listen to Liam.
I'm agreeing with
yes,
no,
you listen to
exact
Liam,
score.
Idiot.
No, you're lying.
You
lying.
Yes, Dave's
that,
giving
that's
you,
an accusation.
No, we. I,
Rico,
no,
you're misinformed.
Rico,
you're misinformed.
Rico, Dave is giving you a $1,000 free bet
right.
that you don't have to put any money in. You have to name the exact score
and
of this
game. And
it's
bad odds because last year I had an opportunity
How's
for
it bad
five.
Odds?
Because
it's a risk-free bet. Defend,
because last year I had an opportunity for 500 and all I had to do was nail the point total differential.
No.
It yes, it could. I'll you want to cut up videos? That's my project
So
now.
He's saying that
I'm
it had to be the exact, not how
I'll
many
tell you
score,
what.
The exact difference?
We'll just do this. Oh, if I'm right about this, 500 cash from you straight up.
No, I don't remember
you know
enough.
I'm right.
No, I don't know if you're right or not.
I know for a fact I'm right.
Okay, so what are we going to decide?
I have a memory like an elephant.
All right, so then go ahead. Exact spread. You can't take 49, though, because that's too common. You have to take 48.
49's a football. Oh,
I know. That's the point.
Okay, perfect.
48, Dave.
So 48 exact score, $1,000.
Yes.
If Clemson.
I don't like that.
If Clemson.
It's going to be 49. I'll lay 48.5. How about that?
What? Okay.
What?
No, 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 no. It's got to be exact. God damn it. You make everything so confusing.
So
fine,
I think it's
going to
be 49, right?
49
on the
exact. Give him 49 exact. If Clemson beats Louisville by exactly 49 points, you give him $1,000.
No, they're playing NC State.
NC State. What was the game last year?
BC. Louisville.
And if they don't, I want warm chocolate chip cookies in there next week.
Sure.
Done.
Warm.
You got it.
No, warm when they're here.
Warm when they're here. Okay.
How yes. are you going to do that?
Well, that's easy.
I'm
you can just get them right before you walk.
Guy.
No, right before you walk in, you get warm. You're not part of the show next week. If
okay.
I'm right and there's no warm chocolate chip cookies, you're out, and I'll bring in somebody else
of
to replace
course, yeah,
you.
Like you have tried the last 7 years.
I'm
damn
just
right.
saying.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying. Do we have a
live
bet?
Periscope.
Do we have a bet?
What?
Do we have a bet?
Yeah. What is it again?
You
49,
have 49
exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
If it's not warm chocolate chip cookies.
Deal. Bet. 1,000 cash?
Yes.
Deal.
That bet.
You got all right. Okay, so, beautiful. All right, I'll do my card real quick, then we'll finish up with the locks. I
have to have BMOC on in the wings just in case he doesn't bring the cookies.
like you already don't. He's probably in fucking.
He's not.
You had to cut down a wall, make it two closets to fit him in there.
Be his,
but you know,
people
revamping.
Well, the Cowboy.
Might cost Eric a couple of shekels.
The Cowboy.
Widen the doors. Yeah, I know.
The big
prepping.
Man. Who would you rather? Who would you rather be?
This is my podcast. This is my podcast. We're not. It's already been too much time on.
Glennie.
No.
Mary fuck kill. Glennie.
No. Enough. It's mine.
Big man.
Oh, no. 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 It's my podcast. We don't do that.
Can I have a banana?
No.
Okay.
I learned
all right, here we go. My card. Louisville plus 6.5, under 49. Put those both in. Can someone count as I'm going?
Yeah.
Count two. How many? All right, two. All right. BC minus 2.5. Penn State minus 7.
You don't count like a ref. I'm disappointed in that.
Oh, Rico.
You can't. I would have to use two hands. It's too much.
I have Rico. Do you think I only have 5 plays?
No, I know that. But, no,
I thought,
can you please count like that? Can you count like that?
I thought you would have, you know, one.
Two.
Like
three. Fair.
Yeah.
Right, but yeah. It's,
five. Give me that. Then on the other hand, you can do, now you have 5. And one.
Yeah.
Right. Two. Right.
Yeah.
Three. Right. Four. Five. Now you have 10.
All
see?
Right. That was
two?
Disappointing.
Yeah. Right,
sometimes I really just want to believe in something.
Yep.
Well, you hated me last time for defending the refs. Vertical space. You own your vertical space all the way up. As long as you don't come in.
Okay.
The refs work
hard. Let's start over. Are you ready to count?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Louisville plus 6.5. Are you counting?
Yeah, I'm counting.
Well, you got to like actually like.
No, that's a misconception. Count it in your head.
All right, okay. All right, ready? Here we go.
Be firm. Hand, fist is this.
All right, Louisville plus 6.5.
Now they changed the mechanics for the jump. Look for this year. We got the Maui coming up, fellas. Watch quietly. It used to be, you know, this and whatever. Now it's this, and they want it straight up.
They want the jump straight up.
They want bang.
They want,
that's what they're
point,
well,
of, used to
point
be.
Of emphasis. Used to be like this and like a couple of times, or they'd go like this.
They want it
bang,
boom,
bang,
bang.
Yeah,
okay.
That's your mechanics.
All right.
And they
here
say
we go.
A good tip always before big games to look yourself in the mirror. They say if you don't believe yourself, they're not going to believe you.
So you practice the
bang.
Calls.
Yeah.
You like that.
Love that.
You love shot clock violation.
That.
That's your favorite call?
I hate when the refs doubt me, though, at the table.
Why?
I say, oh, you know what? No, sir. I haven't missed one since 2011.
What happened there?
I was early. I was young. Going into career.
And you
everybody
just missed it?
Pick.
You
everyone
missed a shot clock?
Yeah, they had to come over. Hey, you reset when you shouldn't have.
Oh, God. That's brutal.
It's tough.
All right. Here we go. Louisville plus 6.5. What do you – under 49 in that game. BC minus 2.5. Kansas State plus 7. Over 58 in that game. I don't understand Illinois plus 15. I'm taking it. I'm biting. Penn State minus 7. Oklahoma over 66.5. La Tech minus 5.5.
Great pick.
Thank you. Maryland OSU over 63. Wake minus 2.5. Va Tech is coming off of that near win in South Bend. I think there's a little letdown there. Wake is a pretty good team. Cincinnati minus 35. Wait, is that Cincinnati? Yeah, Cincinnati minus 35. Wyoming plus 13 on the blue turf. I think Wyoming can hang there. Virginia and Georgia Tech under 45. Clemson minus 32. I'm going to do that in my mortal. Mizzou, I'm taking Georgia minus 17. Purdue Northwestern under 40. How the fuck does that get to 40? How's it get to 40?
It's a good pick.
Thank you. Baylor TCU under 50. Baylor minus 2.5. Rico's on the hook for that pick. Temple minus 1. Washington Oregon State over 65. UCF Tulsa over 71. I'll start with my mortal. I'm going to take Coach O plus 6.5 and the over 63.5. Double mortal. Points bet mortal lock of the week.
Quick shout out.
Want the count?
Yeah, what was the count?
Oh, I lost track when I said good pick. 26.
Oh,
quick shout out to my Pac-10 formula. I had Oregon State money line. That thing has hit in that like underdog road 2-6
weird
spread.
Shit.
It's
just
been lights out.
You got any of those this week?
No, I didn't see any of
those. We're brought to you by PointsBet. Barstool, put in code Barstool. You get deposit $10. You automatically get $100 in bonus bets. Thank you to PointsBet. We love you as a sponsor. All right, Dave, I'm taking LSU plus 6.5 and the over. You know what?
You're going against me with Clemson, though? It's you two versus me?
No, he took
I have
Clemson
minus 32.
Oh, good pick. That's
I know I'm Clemson minus 49.
Right.
Dave, you're mortal lock.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kentucky at home. Tennessee's,
I knew you would.
Tennessee's definitely playing better, but their games have been at home for the most part. Going on the road, Kentucky, you know, listen, they were good last year. They're still pretty good this year. They should have beaten Florida. They'll be ready for this game. They will beat Tennessee by probably double digits.
Okay, Rico.
I'm on the Jalen Bayles minus 2.5. Is what I wrote down. If I'm laying 2, that's even better. It doesn't really matter.
A little birdie.
Inside the football number. Yeah, I think Patterson's lost a step. I think Jalen's a good team. I love Rule. I think there's a lot of injuries at quarterback that nobody's really talking about or they're downplaying and are going to come into effect. I think TCU played their minds out of their minds against Texas. Lightning doesn't strike twice. I like Baylor here. Jalen, minus 2.5.
All right.
Better
we'll
defense, better
room.
Offense.
Liam? LSU plus 6.5. Dylan?
Irish.
What's that line? Eight. Big Ev?
Georgia minus 17.
Georgia minus 17 for Big Ev. Mush?
Georgia Southern.
What is it?
-3.
Aria?
FSU plus 2.
Ooh. A red bandana?
Wow.
Aria just took every pick. Plus 2.5.
Good pick, Fran Fraschilla.
Crazy.
Good pick, Franny. Good pick, Franny.
Aria is Sama flying the plane.
Aria. Hey, Lonnie, you owe us 2 calls.
September 11th means a little something different for Aria.
Damn.
Shit.
They did screw it up, but it's still tough. Tough. Tough.
Franny.
Tough.
Franny.
Ari's about to just tell us that he lost 19 good guys on September 11th.
Yikes.
You owe me 2, Lonnie.
All right, Hank.
Tigers.
All right, LSU. Eddie.
Virginia Tech plus 2.5 at Wake. Wake should not be road favorites.
They're not. Lord, it's at Wake, there. Isn't it?
No, it's at Virginia Tech.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they should not be road favorites. They haven't played on the road since September 28th.
Ooh. Little fact there. Nice, yeah, Eddie. Yeah. I like that fact. All right, that's the Pick'em Podcast. Next week, chocolate chip cookies. Right?
Or hopefully. Some cash.
Yeah.
Envelope.
Or $1,000.
Warm chocolate chip.
Warm
chocolate chip.
They have
cookies.
To be not.
Is there a place around here that you prefer?
Nope.
No.
I will
you
go
have to.
To
find it.
Yeah, I think.
No, but I don't want them coming in if they're warm and you're like, they're still shit.
There's a place like 7 grams or something. That's right. Okay. Warm cookies are warm chocolate chip cookies. Okay. I'm a man of honor integrity. You get this crap you keep bringing out of here, bring warm chocolate chip cookies.
Do all it.
Right. Okay.
All right. See you guys.